Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 74 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Moorhead City Council had a couple of meetings last week. App Harvest plans to build a second facility in Rowan County. The Moorhead History and Railroad Museum will open next week. Kentucky families will soon be able to visit loved ones in prison. The Carter County jailer is facing DUI charges in Boyd County. In sports, Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit will undergo additional testing. Showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 58 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Last week was a busy one for Moorhead City Council. In addition to the regular June meeting Monday night, Council called two special meetings later in the week. The convening Thursday dealt with an adjustment in an application for a 2020 U.S. Department of Justice Office of Community-Oriented Services hiring program grant. Mayor Laura White Brown says if acquired, the grant would assist in filling vacancies with the Moorhead City Police Department.
So what this grant does is it will actually pay a salary for a trained officer. If we have an officer that's already trained and that's already been through the academy, maybe somewhere else or coming back out of retirement for a contract year, something like that, it'll actually cover their salary.
Friday's meeting dealt with the recent filed lawsuit against Mayor White Brown and four council members by former residents of the North Fork Mobile Home Park. Council voted to seek outside representation in the case. They will vote to approve that contract once a proposal is heard. Residents in multiple eastern Kentucky counties will have access to free public medical clinics next month. Operation Gateway Kentucky is an innovative readiness training mission by the United States Department of Defense, which provides essential services at no cost to the community. Joshua Farrow is the executive director of the Gateway Area Development District. He discussed the mission during the regular June meeting of the Moorhead City Council.
It's medical, dental, and optometry services. We're also going to be doing sports physicals. One thing I do want to mention is that this is a training for the military. This is not necessarily a medical training for those personnel. Those are professionals. However, this is a training to mirror deployment overseas should something happen.
The clinics will be available in Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, Morgan, and Rowan counties July 12th through the 19th. The Gateway Area Development District is also seeking volunteers for the operation. More information is available online at gwadd.org/Operation Gateway. App Harvest Incorporated announced the start of construction for two new high-tech indoor farms in Appalachia today. The new Somerset Indoor Farm will be 30 acres and grow berries. The new Moorhead facility will produce leafy greens and will be about 15 acres. The organization is currently building facilities in Berea and Richmond. App Harvest's goal is to operate 12 high-tech indoor farms by the end of 2025. Construction for both the Somerset and Moorhead facilities are anticipated to finish by the end of 2022. The Moorhead History and Railroad Museum is reopening in July. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has the story.
The museum will be open Saturday, July 3rd, during the annual Fazoli's Freedom Fest celebration. The museum will host an open house, light refreshments, free balloons, a yard sale next to the museum, and fireworks. The yard sale benefiting the museum is a two-day event starting July 2nd and ending July 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The museum's grand reopening will be at 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
A Somerset artist is working with the Appalachian Center for Arts and the City of Pikeville's Main Street program to help teens create art. Jordan Justice and Pikeville High School students in the Pikeville Teens Care United Club created a graffiti-style mural on Division Street, intertwined with all of the ideas and feelings represented by students in their projects. Justice tells WYMT he's proud to take part in the project.
I've worked a really long time to be able to express my art to the community. And for me to give these children an opportunity to express their perspective on, you know, the hard times that we have gone through is amazing.
The pieces will be moved to a different part of Pikeville in the days to come and will eventually stand on display in Pikeville High School. State and national park officials are hopeful for good crowds this summer. Despite the pandemic, some parks were still able to see good numbers last year. Director Joey Engel works with the Levi Jackson Wilderness Road Park in London. He tells WYMT he's glad things are getting back to normal.
I hope it's special memories for a lot of people, anybody that you talk to. So just to be able to provide a place for the people in London and Laurel County to come.
Engel says the park is open from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. each day. Wolf County Search and Rescue were able to quickly respond to a crash minutes after their training ended on Saturday. Officials say they were able to provide aid to the injured until the county volunteer fire department could arrive with the jaws of life to help get them out of the car. Deputy Chief of the rescue team, Michael Hackett, tells WYMT they were at the right place at the right time.
We're in the second weekend of our annual certification and recertification of our rope training. We were finishing up the day, heard tones drop from our dispatch. We all just progressed to the crash site immediately.
The cause of the crash is still under investigation. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Fazoli's Freedom Fest in Downtown Moorhead on Saturday, July 3rd. Americana, rock, and gospel music on three stages starting at 4 p.m. Food and beverage vendors and the reopening of the Round County Railroad and History Museum. Fireworks show starts at 9:30 p.m. Fazoli's Freedom Fest, 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 3rd in downtown Moorhead. Information on Facebook under Fazoli's Freedom Fest.
Kentucky families will soon be able to visit loved ones in some prison facilities. Governor Andy Beshear says prison visitation and regular program and activities may resume this week. Criminal justice reform advocates say for families of people who are incarcerated, the process of resuming visitation has been confusing. Marcus Jackson with the ACLU of Kentucky believes the mental health effects of the pandemic on people in prison could be felt for years. He explains evidence-based rehabilitative programs from educational classes to recreational activities, along with family visitation, are necessary for successful reentry into life after incarceration.
But when the pandemic hit and the mode that they went into, all of that ceased. So it stopped being about rehabilitation at that moment, and it was basically solitary confinement.
He adds prison visitors must be vaccinated, wear a mask, and practice social distancing, and two visitors are allowed for each individual. According to the Department of Corrections, 76% of the state's prison population has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Thanks to a new program through the Tri-County Kentucky ASAP Local Board, people being released from the Boyd County Jail are now able to get a free taxi ride through Safeway Taxi to somewhere safe within a 15-mile radius. The program is called Get a Ride, Get Some Help, and the Boyd County Detention Center is able to offer it through a $10,000 grant from a local community partner. According to WSAZ, complaints have been striking worry for community members like Eric Conwell.
Stunned me and caught me off guard, even as being a man. So to have that, you know, even happen to my wife, you know, it kind of would put her in kind of a worrisome situation.
Before anyone being released gets their taxi ride, they're given a pamphlet with information on addiction and a crisis program that they must read. Their destination has already been pre-approved by the Boyd County Detention Center, making sure those being released are dropped off at a safe space. Three women are suing Louisville police officers for allegedly violating their constitutional rights when they were arrested during the protest for Breonna Taylor last year. The women claim they were walking with 20 other people to church when they were arrested by LMPD for breaking a window and throwing a flare into the Louisville Free Public Library nearby. Kentucky Representative Attica Scott is one of the three women. She tells WYMT the lawsuit is not just for them, but for everyone else who was arrested unfairly during the protest.
My daughter and I were literally walking while black when police targeted us for arrest prior to the unnecessary curfew.
Representative Scott, along with her daughter Ashanti Scott and Louisville activist Shamika Parrish Wright, were all charged criminally, but their charges were later dropped. A lawsuit has been filed seeking the removal of the commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources. The suit comes just 2 months after former commissioner Rich Storm was rehired, despite objections from Governor Andy Beshear. Oldham County sportsman Larry Richard filed the lawsuit last week in Franklin Circuit Court. According to the Lexington Herald leader, Richards is asking the court to find that the Wildlife Commission violated the Kentucky Open Meetings Act by allegedly partaking in closed meetings for unauthorized purposes and without sufficient public notice. The Carter County jailer was arrested in Boyd County last night for allegedly driving under the influence. According to booking information from the Boyd County Jail, 49-year-old R.W. Boggs was arrested just before midnight by Kentucky State Police. He's currently being charged with driving under the influence of alcohol with aggravating circumstances. He bonded out of the Boyd County Jail this morning. A teacher who taught in the Jessamine County School District during the 2021 school year has been arrested. According to the Fayette County Detention Center website, Jason Sharp was booked on Friday with charges of third-degree rape, first-degree sexual abuse, and third-degree sodomy. Sharp's bond was set at $10,000. According to a Jessamine County School website, Sharp taught math in the school district. His arraignment was scheduled for this afternoon. Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, a Kentucky judge has granted representatives of trainer Bob Baffert and the owners of Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit most of a split sample of the horse's urine to be further tested for the steroid betamethasone and other substances. The Hall of Fame trainer and Zeton Racing Stables last week sued the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission for remnants of Medina Spirit's urine to prove that traces of the steroid betamethasone in his system came from a topical ointment rather than an injection. Representatives for Baffert and Zeton can have 20 millimeters of the sample, while the KHRC gets 5 milliliters and any unused portion. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low around 58. Tomorrow, showers likely in the early morning hours, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, turning gradually sunny in the afternoon with a high near 71. Tuesday night, mostly clear, a low around 50 degrees. Wednesday, sunny, a high near 77. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. And for your Thursday, sunny with a high near 85. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Jonathan Burton, Cassidy Stearman, Ethan Jenkins, Shamari Mosley, Keneally Roberts, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.